Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's metros and municipalities continue to be gripped by political instability, incompetence and a lack of consequence management. That is the damning verdict of Auditor General Tsakani Maluleke, who has just tabled her report on local government audit outcomes for 2022-23. Of the eight metros, only Cape Town achieved a clean audit, and of the 257 municipalities, only 34 received a clean audit, down from 38 the year before. And of those 34, no less than 20 are in the Western Cape. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure costs 7.4 billion rand, up from 4.8 billion the year before. A new research report says that digital platforms could contribute over 91 billion rand to the economy by 2035. It comes from Naspers, Africa's largest company by market value, and the Mapungubwe Institute for Strategic Reflection. Put another way, it would see the sector contribute just under 1.4% to GDP in just over a decade. That would make it only slightly smaller than the construction sector and would deliver more than 10.7 billion rand in tax. Scaling digital platforms could create as many as 340,000 jobs by 2035. Sounds good? Yes, but the report also stresses that for this to become reality, more South Africans would need access to high-speed internet and a reliable power supply. The cost of data would also have to fall to make it more accessible to lower-income earners. Bricks and mortar retailer Pick n Pay has told the market to expect a wider loss in its half year to 25th August. Its main interim headline loss per share will be down by at least 20%. However, it is seeing some improvement in terms of volumes, with discount chain Boxer reporting comparable sales growth of almost a tenth. Pick n Pay clothing also continuing to gain market share. Turning to the broader market, we have yet another set of record highs for the JSE. The all-share index up 0.4%, 84,553. The top 40 up 0.5%, 77,095. The all-share is now up nearly 10% on the year-to-date. London's FTSE up 0.2%, while on Wall Street the Dow ended flat, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both up 0.2%. Tokyo this morning down 0.3%, Hong Kong down 0.9%, Sydney down 0.4%. The US dollar at 1.12 to the euro, the rand this morning 17.74 to the dollar, 19.81 to the euro, 23.50 to sterling. Gold at 2,515, platinum at 956, Bitcoin just under 59,600, Brent crude oil just under $80 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.